Welcome to this podcast, which is based on one of many blog posts written by Stan Berman. Mr. Berman is an entrepreneur and freelance paralegal that has worked in California and federal litigation since 1995, and has also created over 300 sample legal documents for California and federal litigation as the owner and creator of Legal Docs Pro. This podcast is designed to offer free legal information in order to empower both the public at large, as well as attorneys and other legal professionals, by assisting them in expanding their legal knowledge. However, you need to keep in mind that the information contained in this podcast is intended for legal information only and should not be taken as legal advice. We know that you will find the legal information in this podcast to be both interesting and informative. This blog post will discuss the filing of a demurrer to a complaint in California. There are two types of demurrers in California, a general demurrer and a special demurrer. A general demurrer is made on one of two grounds: failure to state facts sufficient to constitute a cause of action, and the court lacks subject matter jurisdiction. The grounds for a general demurrer are never waived. See Code of Civil Procedure 430.80. A special demurrer can be made on any one of several grounds, including uncertainty and lack of capacity to sue. The grounds for a special demurrer are waived unless they are raised by a special demurrer or listed as affirmative defenses in the answer. Note that special demurrers are not allowed in limited civil cases. Code of Civil Procedure 430.10 states, in pertinent part, the party against whom a complaint or cross-complaint has been filed may object by demurrer or answer as provided in Section 430.30 to the pleading on any one or more of the following grounds. E. The pleading does not state facts sufficient to constitute a cause of action. F. The pleading is uncertain. As used in this subdivision, uncertain includes ambiguous and unintelligible. G. In an action founded upon a contract, it cannot be ascertained from the pleading whether the contract is written, is oral, or is implied by conduct. A demurrer can only be used to challenge defects that appear on the face of the complaints, or from matters that can be made the subject of judicial notice. Blank v. Kerwin, 1985, 39 Cal.3D 311, 318. The failure of the pleading to state a cause of action results from the fact that the complaint appears deficient on the face of the pleading or from judicially noticed matter. A California Court of Appeal has ruled that if a defendant negates any essential element of a particular cause of action, a judge should sustain the demurrer as to that cause of action. See Cantu v. Resolution, Trust Corp., 1992, 4cal.app, 4th, 857-880. However, a demurrer to the complaint is not concerned with the likelihood that the plaintiffs will prevail, nor even whether they have evidence to support their allegations. Instead, it only tests the legal sufficiency of the allegations. It does not test their truth, the plaintiff's ability to prove them, or the possible difficulty in making such proof. The sole issue raised by a general demurrer is whether the facts pleaded state a valid cause of action, not whether they are true. Thus, no matter how unlikely or improbable, plaintiff's allegations must be accepted as true for the purpose of ruling on the demurrer. It is not necessary that the cause of action be the one intended by plaintiff. The test is whether the complaint states any valid claim entitling plaintiff to relief. Thus, plaintiff may be mistaken as to the nature of the case, or the legal theory in which he or she can prevail. But if the essential facts of some valid cause of action are alleged, the complaint is good against a general demurrer. A special demurrer for uncertainty should only be filed in situations where the complaint is so poorly written that the defendant cannot reasonably respond, including where they cannot reasonably determine what issues must be admitted or denied, or what counts or claims are directed against them. Additionally, the uncertainties must be specified, meaning that the demurrer must specify exactly how or why the complaint is uncertain, and it must list the page and line numbers of the complaint where the alleged uncertainties appear. Even if a demurrer is sustained, leave to amend the complaint is routinely granted. Courts are very liberal in permitting amendments, not only where a complaint is defective in form, but also where substantive defects are apparent. It is an abuse of discretion for the court to deny leave to amend where there is any reasonable possibility the plaintiff can state a good cause of action. However, the burden is on the plaintiff, who must show in what manner they can amend their complaint and list the specific factual allegations that will be added, and how those allegations will change the legal effect of the complaint. In situations where a plaintiff has already amended their complaint and the demurring party can make a sufficient showing that any further amendment would be futile, the courts have the discretion to deny leave to amend. The issue of whether or not to file a general demurrer should only be made after legal research on the elements required to state a particular cause of action. If the complaint does not allege all of the required elements, then a general demurrer should be filed. And the issue of whether or not to file a special demurrer should only be made after a careful review of the complaint. As most special demurrers are made on the ground of uncertainty, then the moving party should be certain that the complaint is so poorly written that it would not be possible to respond. We hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and found the legal information both useful and relevant. Thank you for listening, and we sincerely hope that you will check out the other podcasts based on the blog posts of Stan Berman, available on a wide variety of California legal topics. If you would like more information on purchasing individual sample documents created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.scribd.com/legaldocspro. If you would like more information on sample legal document packages created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net. If you would like to view the blog for Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net/blog.